Respected Chair, all the excellencies, members from the civil society, and distinguished guests. My name is Anand Priyadev, and I say namaste to all of you. And also, today we are celebrating Diwali, so happy Diwali to all of you. Today, I have been invited here to talk on the topic called Women Empowerment Through Financial Inclusion. Before I start my topic, I must say thanks to the team who has given me this opportunity to be here, to share my thoughts, to share my opinion, and to hear out the opinion of my 10 years of journey. But sad to say, there are close to one billion women. They are never heard. They never take part in decision-making process because they are not empowered. They are not financially independent. And since they are not financially independent, their ideas, their values, it doesn't matter. And that was the reason I started my foundation called Ananda Foundation with a theme where I wanted to work for women empowerment through financial inclusion. Before I move to my presentation, I would like to quote our Prime Minister, first Prime Minister, Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru. He said, "To awaken the people, it is the woman who must be awakened. Once she is on the move, the family moves, the village moves, the nation moves." Hence, I come from India. And even in our scriptures, in our holy books, it is written in Sanskrit, "Yatra Naryasthya Pujante Ramante Tatra Devta." That means in the society where women are respected, appreciated, and regarded, that society is bound to flourish. So that's the core concept of women empowerment we follow. We need to understand what is the significance of women empowerment, why it has become so important nowadays. Because it gives authority to women in their personal and professional life. It gives equality in society, and last, voice against violence. As per the research, it says one woman faces violence in their lifetime. So women empowerment really protects them. Empowering women, it's a collective responsibility. It's not a responsibility of one organization, one government. It's rather a collective responsibility where they should be respected and recognized. They should be involved in decision-making process, and they should be celebrated as a role models. Now, I need to explain more, and I will be talking about Ananda Foundation. The foundation, which means Ananda, it means bliss and happiness. The meaning of Ananda means bliss and happiness. And this is what I'm trying to do, is spread with the help of my foundation. I'm working with indigenous and tribal communities of India, and I'm working on three domains with them. First, it is empowerment of marginalized communities. Secondly, promoting financial independence and skill development. And third, improving women's hygiene and empowering tribal girls. When I talk about women's hygiene and empowering tribal girls, what does it mean? As per the research says, 73% of tribal and indigenous women, they have never used sanitary pads in their life. And that leads to several other diseases and problems. So what we did through Ananda Foundation, we have adopted close to 500 girls. We are supporting them. We are providing them sanitary pads throughout the year. And not only supporting for sanitary napkins, we are also creating awareness among them that menstruating and period is not a taboo. It's not a stigma. And that was the reason they were not going to school. So when we talk about SDG goals, whether goal 3, goal 4, goal 5, or goal 8, it gets defeated if we are not able to offer quality education, if they are not getting decent life at workplace, or gender parity. So with this reason now, girls are going more and more to school. It has increased the participation in school. Secondly, I wanted to make this model more sustainable, that after a year, they should be independent and they should be financially independent so that they can buy sanitary pads or other health-related things for themselves. So we started working for their livelihood activities. Now they are doing bee farming, they make candles, and they sell there. Secondly, these girls have been also converted or transformed as a mini banks. Now they carry micro ATMs for financial accessibility, and now they offer cash withdrawal and deposit in rural and remote areas for the people who are standing at the last mile. And against these services, they get commission. So that's also one of the ways now they are earning their livelihood. Third, the farmers, because these indigenous and tribal communities, they come, they are mostly coming from agrarian society. They are doing farming. And these farmers do not have that much acumen where they can go in the market and they can negotiate for better pricing for their agri inputs, agri services. So these girls and women, now they are they have become like a torch bearer and change maker. They are giving last mile delivery to the farmers. Now the farmers, they don't have to go anywhere to collect the agri inputs. It is being delivered by these women at their doorstep, provide agri inputs by the women, and they are also offering agri-based advisory to farmers. So somehow it has helped the farmer to reduce the input cost, and it has increased their profitability. I would like to recommend some policies for enhancing financial inclusion. I would like to say improve access to financial services, enhance financial literacy programs, provide targeted support for women entrepreneurs, and create an enabling environment for women's financing empowerment. Other than this, India has a policy where every corporate has to spend 2% of their profit on CSR. So I would like to make a point that all the organizations and the companies who are making policies and framing policy, they must incorporate women-centric policies where they can make some plans where sanitary pads and hygiene-related issues can be incorporated in their policy. Secondly, girls and women should be given period leave. In India, two of the states, Bihar and Kerala, they have already started giving period leaves to women. But I really encourage other states and the companies also to give this leave to the girls so that they can easily continue their job. And the last, I would like to say, right now, I'm working with 500 girls in India for their women hygiene, skill development, and livelihood. Please join me, my hands, in this movement for women and their financial inclusion. And I would love to take this number from 500 to 500,000 in coming years. So that's the mission of Ananda Foundation. Thank you. Now, taking the question, what you were saying, that there is a policy and the principle wherever I go, I talk that we are working on 3 P's. And this principle was given by my dad. He says that, Anand, whenever any policies are made, they should always account for that the policy should always take care of 3 P's. The P's stands for peace, parity, and so in my work, wherever I'm working, I'm always taking care that the girls, it is bringing gender parity among them. It is bringing parity and prosperity through the livelihood and skill development. So that's the concept where we are working. Thank you. Thanks all.